And yoga nidra is not one of those things. But, you know, the Monday and Wednesday nights will remain the same. And if people are wanting another class, we could look at another day. Otherwise, I'm definitely open to trialing it again. It's just a matter of...
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful that you're here, both of you.
Thank you for being here.
Tonight's Yoga Nidra is... The topic is weaving your life. So I will begin by putting you on mute.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty. Awesome. So preparing for the practice, begin by positioning yourself in a way that you feel comfortable, that you can relax, let go. And in this space, there is nothing that you need to be, nothing that you need to do, nothing you need to live up to, nothing you need to make. This practice, Yoga Nidra or psychic sleep, the intention is to release, relax, replenish, to unwind, to dissolve any tension, any tightness. And I invite you now just to check how you've placed the body and if there's any small adjustment that you could make to the body right now which could make you a fraction more comfortable. So really taking this time to set yourself up so that you can relax. That you can let go. And entering into a space of stillness. And of course, anytime you need to move, no problem. Just moving with awareness, rather than switching into autopilot, being conscious. So this space, this time of Yoga Nidra is essentially a time of welcoming home to you, to that place where the body has deep healing, restoration. Allow the body to be heavy. Feel the support beneath you, like it were embracing you. Into that embrace, soften a little further. Allowing gravity, giving up your weight a little bit more. Body held. And in this space, notice the breath moving with ease. Each breath taking you a step deeper, softening a little more, knowing that there is nothing you need to do, nothing you need to make happen. become aware of the sounds around you, the sounds inside the room. Perhaps you can hear sounds of the body, the breath, or digestive sounds. As many sounds as you can hear, open the perception up to hearing, to sounds, and see if you can hear without labeling, without judgment. Noticing the sounds, exploring the sounds. Bring the attention now to the sound of your Sankalpa. Hear mentally your Sankalpa, repeating it 3 times. If you do not have a Sankalpa, direct the attention to the heart space. Resting in this place, heart's desire. Allowing this to settle. The journey around the body, and as each part of the body is named, take the attention to that part in whatever way makes sense. And picture a thread of light. And as if you were weaving from body part to body part, weaving the body together. So if we were to begin the right hand thumb, picture this thread of light from the right hand thumb to the little finger of the right hand. Trace that thread of light to the index finger, the ring finger, to the middle finger. And taking that thread of light across the body to the left hand thumb, the little finger. Moving that thread to the index finger, the ring finger, the little finger. Trace that thread of light now to the back of the right hand. The palm of the hand, then over to the back of the left hand, the palm of the hand, over to the right wrist, the left wrist, the right elbow, the left elbow. This thread of light moves to the right shoulder, the left shoulder. As if the body began to crisscross woven, this gentle, flexible, movable, infinitely stretchable thread moving from the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the center of the chest, it's light. Moving to the throat, to the eyebrow center, to the crown of the head. This thread of light to the back of the head, the back of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade. And stitching this thread of light all the way down the spine, vertebra by vertebra. A line of light to the right side of the waist, to the left side of this thread of light at the navel, to the right hip, left hip, the right buttock, left buttock, the front of the pubic bone, thread of light to the right knee, the left knee, left ankle, to the sole of the foot, the sole of the right foot, the sole of the left foot, over to the right toes, and in order, in any order that feels good, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then over to the left toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this thread of light to the right heel, the left heel, the right calf, the left calf, the back of the right knee, back of the left knee, the back of the right thigh, back of the left thigh, to the tip of the tailbone. And from the tip of the tailbone right through the center of the body to the heart space. Center of the throat, center of the eyebrows. Picture the whole body now, the whole body cocooned in light, a crisscross with light woven, with light the whole body. Picture the whole body held, nourished, the whole body. Whole body awareness. Imagine now being curled up tight and snug and warm. That experience of being tight, curled up, warm, snug, safe, what would that feel like? Experience now what it would feel like, how it would be to be wide open, stretched into the world, expanded in all directions. This sense of radiating outwards. Noticing how this would be. And imagine yourself moving between these two states, drawing in tight, snug, expanding out, wide, radiating, drawing in, expanding out. How it would feel between these two points still held by this web of light. And if there is a way to feel both of these things at the same time, expanding out, drawing in. Then let this sensation go. And become aware and present to how it would be to feel very excited about something. To feel excited, engaged with the whole world right now, how would that feel? Experience the feeling of being a little unsure, a little shy. The notion of wanting to hide away, to be in your own space. Picturing now, imagining the link between these two states. Possible to feel in one moment excited and ready to run out into the world, and in the next moment a little shy, a little unsure. And if there is a way that you could feel both these things at the same time, then release this practice of opposites. And all the time you're right here, all the time you're resting on the support beneath you. Imagine yourself now, if you would, looking down at your hand, and stretch between the hands, running through your fingers, picture the most incredible pattern. Picture a beautiful fabric, the most beautiful fabric you have ever seen. A woven cloth of dazzling diversity and color, texture and shape. Perhaps some form of representation of how you are doing right now. Your world. Your life, what would have woven together so many different elements, so many different threads, an array of colors, of flicks of gold and scarlet, splashes of silver and blue, bold, tiny little shapes. And picture this fabric running through your hands, letting that fabric run through your fingers. It may be enough just to be with that, just to hold that. But if there are threads that catch, if there are tiny parts of the design that you want to gently tease out, if there are threads that you want to pull, that's okay too. Picture going deeper and deeper, pulling apart these threads. And going closer, going deeper and closer until that's in front of you is one single thread of life. A single thread of your life. And how tightly, how smooth it is. Could you ever so gently, ever so delicately, just soften. Take some of the spin out. Let that thread relax. And then letting it run through your fingers again. All the colors of life, every possible shade starting to spin that thread, to weave that thread around you once more. As if you were weaving yourself or spinning yourself the most beautiful blanket. This perfect blanket to snuggle under to wear as you walk out into the world, a cocoon of light. This cocoon of light to be the softest of barriers between you and the world. And the thread never stops. It never stops spinning from the breath. From the breath and the heartbeat of you. Soften into this space. And for the next 60 seconds, nowhere else to be, nothing else to do, you time. Into this space, bring to mind again your Sankalpa. Planting this seed in fertile soil, mentally repeat the Sankalpa 3 times with full feeling, conviction. If you'd like to stay in your meditation practice, just allow my words to wash over you, unaffecting you. If you're ready to externalize with me, begin by perceiving the space that you are lying in. Picture the room, the dimensions of the room, the furniture, the colors, the surface that you are lying on, the clothes on the skin. Feel the touch of those coverings. Awaken yourself up to the time of day. Connect to your breath. Begin to deepen the breath. Feeling how the deepened breath brings movement to the abdomen, the chest. Externalizing the awareness even more. Full, deep breaths awakening. Send that movement into your fingers, your toes, wiggling the fingers, wiggling the toes. Move your hands, your feet. And take whatever stretches the body calls for. Slowly waking yourself up. And if you're externalizing with me in your own time, make your way up to a comfortable seated position. Then once sitting upright, we'll close by chanting the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. And bring your hands together, rub your palms vigorously, creating warmth energy. Take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to practicing with you again soon. Take care. Bye.